Madeline Island Museum Program Assistant Lorraine Norgard says trouble began in 1848 when President Zachary Taylor ordered tribes in Wisconsin and Michigan to relocate westward.
At that time, there was peaceful relations between the Ojibwe and their neighbors. The Ojibwe were an important labor force to the area, so there was a lot of shock that this order would come through from Washington, D.C. And the tribes basically said no, they would not comply to this order.
The order forced tribes to travel to Sandy Lake in northern Minnesota to get their annuity payments, a journey that ended in disease and starvation that killed hundreds of Native Americans.
When they returned to their homes, tribal leaders were outraged at what had happened, and particularly Bijiki, who is otherwise known as Chief Buffalo, who was the LaPointe chief, was very outraged and said he wanted to meet with the President of the United States. He was told by the Indian agent that he could not meet with the President, and he said, yes, he could, and he left in the spring of 1851 by canoe at 92 years old to go to Washington, D.C.
Chief Buffalo did meet with then-President Millard Fillmore in 1851 and got him to rescind the relocation order. A treaty was signed on Madeline Island in 1854, giving sovereignty to Ojibwe people in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, a pact that remains in force today. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.